In this corner of the gallery is the collection of the Royal Astronomical Society. The Society was formed in London in 1820 and soon began to acquire instruments mainly for the use of its members, or fellows as they were called. These men often had private observatories, and instruments were loaned to them for use at home. You can see that some of the boxes have labels pasted inside, reminding the user of the rules for borrowing instruments. It was only as the instruments became dated and were no longer borrowed that the collection began to accumulate in the Society's London rooms and started causing a problem by taking up space. Instruments were then mostly given away to museums, the bulk of the collection coming here to Oxford. In general, we can say that collections of instruments survive for very particular reasons, and we must be careful to remember this when visiting museums. Museums show you only what people have thought worth keeping, for very different reasons, and this is never the whole story.